What's up, everybody? Welcome. Oh, shit. My God. Hi. Welcome to the Only Nads podcast show. It's a mouthful, but it's my mouth. And it's full. You see, this is why I don't like wearing black, because look at the beard. You don't know where my neck's at. I'm just a floating head. I'm just a floating head. You know what? It is.
Put a banana on your shirt like that.
Like right here? Yeah. Like I just got adopted? Yeah. My bandanas are somewhere else right now. Also being dried. My bandanas are being dried. Undergarments. Yes, with your undergarments. Being dry with your undergarments. What's up to those here? This is a pre-show to the MWE live show. Yes, that is a thing. To kill time, doing the Only Naz, because I need to make content. Was that a word? Did I say that right? Anyways, and this is like my talk show, so I need a pen. Quick, toss me a pen. I can't be a talk show without a pen. Yes, this is exactly the pen I want. There you go. Welcome to the Only Naz Show. I'm your host, Nastradamus, aka Naz D Stampede. And I have no idea what we're gonna talk about this week. Along with me is the beautiful, very talented, very hardworking, loves to shoot me with Nerf guns. My lovely fiance, Rocio, she's working hard over there. She's also producing this show. So, round of applause. I guess it's not my show anymore. You need to get an MWE coffee cup. I do need an MWE coffee cup.
Where
else? No, it's over here, honey. It's over here. See, you got to go to that first one. Right there, my soundboard. There you go. Takes off the music. All right, so I got nothing. I don't know. I know this podcast is literally gonna be nothing. Yes, open a window. It's freaking hot. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how one person's hot and the other one's cold all the time. It never fails. No matter what happens, one person's hot, the other one's cold. I'm dying right now. I know you hot with that hoodie. Did I see the Batman? Yes, I did. Matter of fact, I think this is going to be a combination of this and some other freaking live part. I think if I want to really dig into my streams, probably not. If you're watching this on my YouTube, thank you for being here. I'm Naz the Stampede. Wish I could change it to Naz and the D Stampede. These people over here are in the chat room. You can be too. There's our producer right there.
The Batman sucks.
She did not like the Batman. Tell us why.
You couldn't understand shit. That's boring.
That's it? You couldn't understand shit?
No. Damn!
She has no excuse.
Yeah!
See, even
I
she agrees.
It. That's the one I wanted.
That's the one you wanted? Yeah. You just want little. You could have asked me, where's Lil Jon? And I would have told you, he's right here. Because
yeah!
These are the two I use, right? I go.
Yeah!
Like that. That gets people hyped. Look, they're hyped. They don't show it right now, but these people right here, they're hype as shit. They're hype as fuck. I'm supposed to have a guest, but he's in the green room right now. Right? That's how you call it?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the green room.
In the greenhouse?
No, I don't think it's in the greenhouse. I don't think he called it the green. We could call it the greenhouse now.
He's growing.
The greenhouse is downstairs, honey. That's in the freaking laundry room. The greenhouse. Is that a power line emote of him dancing?
Mm-hmm.
If we listen to each other.
And Rattini.
Can we talk about why a Goofy movie is the best Disney movie ever? And not appreciated enough.
Ever?
That's the hill I stand on.
Ever.
A Goofy movie.
So no Encanto.
Top tier. Ooh. Okay, Encanto's the best Disney movie now ever. And if you don't fuck with Encanto,
you like Lion King?
And you gotta make sure you say Encanto. I love the Lion King, but if I had to choose, like, hey, let's watch the Lion King or a Goofy movie, I'm gonna choose a Goofy movie 100%. Always. A Goofy movie is God tier. And you wanna know why I like you've seen stuff like so many damn times. You wanna know why? Because we had something called the Hot Box back in the day. So I had pay per view. So when they gave a Goofy movie, they didn't just give it once, they gave it all day. And my ass would be like, I'ma watch it all the time. And I watch a movie over and over and over and over. Those were my comfort stuff. Lord Aku, thank you. He called me Lord Naz. See, why can't I be referred to that as I walk in?
Damn!
As I walk around these, I want to say halls, but there's no halls. We got like one hall. Do we even have a hall? Little John, everybody. Little John's my guest tonight. He's not.
Yeah!
Fantonite, I wish instead of those lame Little Mermaid music levels they had in Kingdom Hearts, you could have just had a Powerline concert. That would have been good. And then Goofy would have done the perfect cast. If Goofy had done the perfect cast in Kingdom Hearts to defeat an enemy, I would have lost my mind. We're going to need a sugar daddy pretty soon, because I'm going to need 3 Lego DeLoreans.
Yeah! What?
3 of them. All right, so... Lego, okay, if you don't know, we're big on the Legos, and they announced that they got the DeLorean coming out, and you can make all 3 of the cars, but that's the thing.
In one set.
So if you want to make the other ones, you have to dismantle it, and then, not dismantle it really that much, but you have to, like, you know, change it with what you got. Your boy here, though, is going to want all 3 on display.
Yeah!
So I'm probably going to have to spend a lot of money. So please support me.
What?
So I can live my dreams. And they're just dreams of a geek. You see, I'm just all black. It's just all fucking black.
Do you want my sweater?
Didn't I have a hoodie here?
No, no, no.
I got this. Watch this. There you go. If I had a suit, I'd be good right now. But you see, unlike your... usual talk show hosts that come out in a suit and tie. And we're back. There you go. You see now? Oh shit! Now we see over there. We can't see. That's back set, honey. That's the back of the set. You can't see the back of the set. Now you saw you. Gotta hit the corner right here. There you go. That's the whole production area over there. People are gonna see the whole crew walking back and forth. Yes. Free labor and everything. We're gonna get hit by PETA. All right. Now we're a little bit better. We are a little bit better. Let me get this mic out of my face. There. Now I'm just not a. See, there's a division. There's a divider between the beard and everything else. I'm tired as hell.
What?
Whew. Anyways, Lord Haku, respect, right back. Phantom Knight, thank you for the 100 bits, 100 badassery points. For my dreams, yes. So, yeah, that's what they announced, and I got super excited about that. And at the same time, they also announced more Hasbro Power Ranger figure rings. And such, so that's what I'm gonna get. Oh shit, this is a play his music, play his music, play his coming in music.
What more?
There you go. There you go. Get in here, man. I've been hosting this whole thing all by myself. Welcome to Only Naz. This is my guest right here.
Yeah,
you're guessing my podcast is what it is, right?
Yeah.
This is the pre-show. It's not even started yet. We got an hour until the actual show.
Oh, shit.
Producer here.
Glorious.
So,
excuse me. That was glorious. One more time.
So, Randy Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, can you get a round of applause? See. Can you get a round of applause? He can't get a round of applause. Go down a little bit. Right there. You just saw it. Above.
I like how real this podcast is.
There it is. Round of applause for him. Round of applause. Give it up for Randy Hayes. Randy Hayes, yes.
Oh, so it's like you want some Conan O'Brien shit?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm on the Conan O'Brien stuff. You want to stop it? Just, okay, right there. Okay, so Randy Hayes, how you doing, man?
Tell me.
Yeah, go ahead. Say something.
Something.
Yeah, you're good. All right. So, Randy Hayes, tell me,
Why do you go by Randy?
Shit, Randy.
Yeah, why do you go by Randy?
That's my fucking name. What the fuck? Call me Julius then, motherfucker.
So, if you had to choose your own name, you would choose Julius?
Yeah, like Julius Caesar.
Yeah! What?
I love that, yeah.
Not Julius Irving?
No. The doctor was great.
Who was it? That commercial. It was,
Patrick Ewing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan? Dunk the shit out of yeah, it get real random. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because we just keep referencing stuff as we. What I was doing the show, I was saying that you were in our green room. How was the green room?
It was great.
We called it the greenhouse room, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The green effect?
We're in the bathroom talking.
Yeah. I didn't know where else was safe. I felt it was safe in the bathroom.
We could still hear you.
Are y'all there?
Yeah, we could still hear you talking the whole time. I thought you were just like...
It wasn't a secret. Like, I was like, yeah, be. No, shit like that. I actually missed the funeral today. That's fucked up.
You missed the funeral?
No, I didn't know. It was early today. This motherfucker didn't tell me.
So that's why you were all like, motherfucker, and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of regular talk with that motherfucker.
Yeah. What? Okay. But, hold on, man, because... God damn it. Yeah, man, moving closer. What the
I don't know. I'm going to be bumping knees.
No,
what the fuck
work,
you
man.
Got on? Them knee pads?
No, man, this is my...
What the fuck just... y'all was doing before I got
I was outside earlier, you know, staying warm. I just roll it up.
I didn't know what was going on.
Don't.
I thought she was getting your, what's the name, snake eyes on. You had your whole black fit with the sword.
No. So you missed
funeral, man. And actually, the person who died played for not only the Negro Leagues, but he actually played for the MLB. I didn't know. None of
what?
She told me that today. Yeah. She on her shit. She need a raise, nigga. You buy her bullshit.
Yeah!
See? She want a raise.
So, wait. How old was this person?
I'm going to be honest. This is so fucked up. I don't know how old he was when he was alive.
What? Because you said the Negro Leagues. Like, this was like a long, long time ago then.
So, he definitely wasn't young. Motherfucker, he was old. I don't know. I don't know the exact age.
When was the last time that there was... Is there even a... There's no Negro League now.
I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, from my whole life, I don't think so. I think that was just back...
Manny when he was knocking that bitch out the
I think that was just like back then before...
Yeah, I don't think it's still going to be the Negro Leagues and you still got... Every race in the MLB. No, y'all stay over here.
Do they have like different, like there's a Negro
they
League,
come
the
out,
Asian
they playing,
League?
Lil Wayne and shit. Oh. So. That sound like the shit. I definitely go to one of them games. Oh, shit. They serving yak and wings? Oh, that's beautiful. It's a strip or somewhere. I think I just gave somebody an excellent idea. If you come out with it, just give me, all I want is about 25%.
There you go, man. That just
25.
I know. I should have definitely got more, but I think me putting that 25 out there fucked up my value.
No, usually people ask for like 10%, so you're pretty good.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, 25. Anything you could be negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
You can also sue them. I'm not a lawyer.
No. That
but you did study
you
law.
Was fucked up.
Yeah, you did study law.
I was like, yeah, nigga, man, we can do this. They got us, nigga. We still be paying the motherfuckers, though. It's that time. It's that motherfucking time, all right. I'm going to sell crack on this side. Y'all go over there. We're going to put it all together. We go for another 25 days. That was it?
Yeah!
Oh, shit. So, hold on. Did they hear my conversation today?
No. That,
oh, that would have been dope.
No, they can't hear
that. Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, you're a stupid bitch.
The conversation was longer than that, though.
Yeah,
it was longer than that. No, but I was here. I was here stalling. I really didn't know what the hell to talk about. And shit, you
it
know,
worked
it worked out, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, and then my producer here just playing with the sounds.
Glorious!
And that's how we make a podcast.
The thing is, she was a whole lot better than Scooby was. Because Scooby was playing some of the wildest shit. You would do something like, hey, what the fuck was that? He just said something serious and you laughed at
him. I did, because I gave him control. I gave him that other one right there. I was like, all right, Scooby, you get to control these sounds. And I really, like put all my hopes on him having my back. And then I'll be like, Scooby! And then he'll press it. But then he's either, like, he pressed the wrong thing because he got big fat fingers. And then it hit something else. And it was just all wrong.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was a learning experience.
But it happened all wrong. So, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm going to be fucked if I tell a serious story. Oh, it was so depressing.
I'm better than Eric Andre, damn it. That's what I need.
That's
I need,
a crazy motherfucker, man.
I need guests on here to talk just like their saddest stories, and then you
he
hit
did some
with
shit
them.
Like that?
I wouldn't.
He be doing some wild shit.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Black Johnny Knoxville, you gotta cut that shit out.
You know who's going to WrestleMania? Not Eric Andre.
I'm about to say, okay.
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville kind of look like Clint Eastwood nowadays with all that gray shit. I'm like, oh shit, Clint Eastwood and Jackass. Oh no, that's Johnny Knoxville.
Anybody see that? Anybody here in this chat room seeing it? And also anybody who's listening to this on, if you're listening to it like through some kind of like, what do you call it?
Hit the thing for
a podcast medium. I'm just waiting to see what thing you're gonna hit from me. Mm-hmm. Then they can't really tell me anything. But if you're on here on the YouTube watching this podcast video, then you can definitely comment it below. But did anybody see freaking Jackass Forever, wasn't it? Forever! Well, then let me know. I don't know. I didn't really watch those things growing up.
Nah, it got too stupid. Then once the dude died, I was like, oh, jeez.
One of those died?
Yeah, it was a car accident, though.
Ooh. But not doing one of those.
No, I wasn't doing those stunts.
No. He just died in a car accident. Isn't that fucked up? You're doing this shit, nothing happens.
Then you just go take a drive. Well, no, he was in a Lambo. I don't know if he was going to speed limit or not.
Probably not. I'm pretty sure if anybody's driving a Lambo, they're not going to speed limit. I'm not. I'm Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Family.
I'm all family. I do that now with my Nissan Versa. Mm-hmm. I'm Fast and Furious Nissan Versa. I thought I almost got pulled over last week because this truck pulled up next to me, behind me, lights all flashing. I'm like, God damn it, man! I've been drinking, so I'm like, this is gonna be it. This is the beginning of the downfall. I'm gonna come home. I'm gonna be like I pulled over.
Mugshot on my way, sir.
I got DUI. She was gonna get mad at me. It was gonna be fucking. My shit was gonna be found outside on the floor. I was gonna lose my driving privileges. I'll be sent to the bag room at work. You know all this shit. It was.
That's what happened when you lose the bag. What is it? Never mind.
I mean, if you lose your licensing, you can't be driving in the airport. It's the same shit. It affects the same thing. You can't be driving out there because your license is fucked up. So you have to be stuck in the back room, I guess, to do something.
That was my shit. I didn't do shit in the back
you
room.
Didn't do I shit. Didn't do what?
Fucking Mr. Boom Boom, who gave me all these weird ass stories. But it's like, how many kids there? Like 9.
Who's Mr. Boom Boom?
The Dominican nigga.
The dark skinned brother who's always screaming? Hey, 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 hey! That guy? Gomez.
That nigga, wasn't he Dominican?
Oh, I don't know if he was Dominican.
What the fuck? I know he was something because he spoke some of the fastest fluent Spanish I've heard in my life. Oh, shit, say word. What did he just say?
Did you guys connect because of the color of your skin?
Almost. Almost. We both felt oppressed.
I did not, but I'm going to wait for it to be in the streaming platform. I feel like that's how it is these days. Like, people are just waiting for streaming instead of going to the movies.
And you probably don't want to go with a whole bunch of random strangers. You want to go with the people you fuck with.
That's true. I mean, now, rather than before it was like, oh, I'll wait until it was like on home video, and it was like months, you know, like months and months and months.
You talking about the Blockbuster days?
Yeah, like those days. And then, even after that, pre-pandemic, movies didn't hit until like 3 months later. You know, that was the 3 to 4 months it'll be like home video. Now, a movie will come out, and like a month later, is on a streaming. Like, Scream 5 is already on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it needs to stay there.
You know, the Fast and the Furious movie, I went to go to the theaters to see it. A month later, it was already on fucking.
I think I saw that with one of them early passes or some shit.
Must be nice.
It was.
Must be nice. Batman, I hear, is gonna be on HBO Max
soon.
Yeah, within a month.
Right? What's going on outside?
Mm. I ain't finna look.
But yeah, people are willing to wait. I still rather enjoy.
You like the movie?
Yeah, I like the movie experience. I like going to go see it. But also, we have a great movie experience here as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I got some shit going on.
So
I might be here for WrestleMania. Nick.
You might. One or both days?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well,
some time, goddamn.
Yeah,
no practice, smoke chocolate, yeah, no
bullshit. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday is going to be WrestleMania up in this place. Everybody, look at the hand.
I did not see that shit. Right,
it's okay, because the chat room was covering you, honey. Chat room was covering you. It was all these talking. There was no sound effects in it. Get to see what Cody gonna do. I don't know about that. So what you been up to?
Who the fuck is Cody?
Cody Rhodes.
Working like a motherfucker.
Bro. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where you working?
Still working for my uncle. Doing, what the fuck with it? We just have to clean the shit up. He got his own cleaner company. That's really it. The crazy part is
what?
He's on call, so I might be chilling. Hey, what you doing? Fuck. I ain't doing shit. I'm on my way. Alright, cool. I'm outside.
The fuck? What you acting like I was doing for?
You outside, you was gonna see, hey, nigga, regardless, whatever you was doing, you ain't doing shit now. You get in this car. Finna go clean this gym.
Is that what you do?
Sometimes. It's all different places.
Clean the gym.
Mm-hmm. At least some of that MMA shit.
Well, that's good you told me, because before, it was like, yeah, I just worked with my uncle.
I was
working
with my
uncle.
You thought it was like, on some Tommy from Mars.
Yeah, I was like, what do you do, dog? What do you do? Just, and the only uncle I remember you telling me was this one that just was taking a muffler
and
running with it.
No, not a muffler. A fucking transmission.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
A transmission, brother. Damn, I don't know if I should say this outside.
What more do you want from me? Like
in the 90s.
Boy, they ain't no... Wait a second. Let's just start.
Mickey stealing catalytic converters?
No. The goddamn transmission. He had a trench coat. it sounds so crazy. That's how strong this nigga is. Oh, man. If I got you arrested, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wait, where are you taking from?
See, now we're getting too much.
Yeah, no, we're getting the real nitty gritty. Now, come over here, man. This is the good shit. This is what we're talking about.
I ain't saying shit else.
I like to be like, remember Blank Man?
Mm-mm.
You remember Blank Man?
Yeah, but I'm saying I ain't saying shit else about the situation.
Oh, I'm not talking about the situation, but you remember Blank Man when at the end and the guy's like, he wants him to ask him the hard-hitting questions and shit, like... Like, so this nigga, is like,
I ain't seen Blank Man. Okay, it's 2022.
Since then, I guess. Yeah. Well, at one point, it's like, hit him a hard question. It's like, all right, Mr. Whatever, are you gay? And then he got shot. Like, damn. That's what I want. That's some hard-hitting questions right there.
He
shot him.
What?
I tried to watch Blank Man for...
Black History
Month? Yeah, but it didn't happen. I kept throwing it up there.
They wanted everything but Blank Man.
It's that one time that I was floating between two things to make them all the same. And I spent like 30,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was probably one of those nights too. I forgot what you kept voting between. I forgot.
I just wanted them to be the exact same.
I think I ended up watching both of those that night because of you. Because it was like a tie or some shit. Mm.
What?
Over here, don't just play me. Got those eyes like Tom and Jerry and shit.
Oh.
Trying to watch
the music again. Oh, damn.
There you go.
If y'all ever do a game show, y'all got every fucking thing you need.
We do got everything. We even got the Jeopardy Think music. Go ahead, hit it right there. Jeopardy Think music. So,
mm-hmm.
2 + 2 =
Oh, shit, I was never good at math.
Damn, you're in the wheelchair? You're in the wheelchair.
Oh, y'all got the full shit, so I would have had some more time to think.
Yeah, we did.
Carry the one.
Did Randy see the Batman? He did not. He did not. So he has no information about this.
But I heard it was good.
Not according to this person.
Oh, you thought it was ass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
But
yeah,
I
let's go.
To,
let's get this heated debate.
I
yeah,
wanted,
I'm with Steve
I
Harvey, y'all.
You really tell me why?
I took a nap during the whole ass movie.
Damn.
She did. Her excuse, though, is because I don't understand anybody.
I said I couldn't understand anyone. No one was talking well. I gave it an hour. I don't know what more you want me to do. I gave it a whole ass hour.
I wanted to give it the whole 2 hours and change.
I gave it an hour.
That's it was like more than enough. Criminal Minds, but with Batman.
No.
You would think you would like it. It was Criminal Minds, but with Batman.
He's too moody.
Because he's Batman.
So what she's saying is Batman turned into a bitch. Let's keep going.
Batman's supposed to be moody. As fuck.
Hold on. I read some of the Flashpoint shit in the comments. Is it going to be like that in the movies?
When it comes to the Flash's movie, maybe.
So you're saying the Bruce Wayne shit?
Maybe. I don't know what's going to happen in that Flash movie. All I know is that they have OG Batman in that Flash movie.
Oh, the one who was Crip.
No, Michael Keaton Batman.
Oh, shit.
It's Michael Keaton Batman. It's either you like it or you don't. It's just how it is, man. Mm-hmm. You know, people didn't like Ben Affleck when he was Batman, and now y'all sucking his dick. So, what? Yep. Pretty much. I was going to go somewhere. I totally forgot where I was going to go.
Yeah, dude. After
the Ben Affleck shit got weird. I totally forgot where I was going to go. I was going to get somewhere. Oh, so.
Mm-hmm. God damn. Come on, get it together.
I don't know if I...
Do we need the movie Speed 2. I don't know. I had to throw something out there.
I never seen Cruise Control. I wanted to do something.
I didn't even know. I just threw it out there.
I wanted to do a podcast eventually, hopefully one day, whenever... Something because I had this I had this device and then it got messed up, so I had to send it and I'm still waiting for it to come back. But when that's fixed and I have everything in order, which means I gotta have to get another mic too because the mic fucked up. I want to do a podcast where it's like me, you, Scooby, and maybe whoever else is in it. If something even Sony, because I want to get everybody who was involved in whatever projects we worked in, and we just do a reflection on the projects.
Okay.
So, you know, so like the first episode will be like me and you because it was just the juggernaut bitch. All
right.
You know? And then go forth and forth and forth and forth and forth. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's something I want to do. All
right.
But I just got to wait for something to go like that. And then you guys heard it here first. I'll probably discuss this with you. So, if anything, that's something to look forward to. That probably won't be a weekly thing because it'll be kind of hard, really hard, to get us together like that. Impossibly hard.
Yeah, you damn near got to come to your house.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm kidding here, motherfucker.
I'm going to have to come with a van and
kidnap
like
you. His
uncle. I got to be like... Let me know what kind.
Come with the trench coat.
Let me know which kind of trench coat it is. It seems like
it's the one where you in Looney Tunes you see three kids in it. And it's a...
Your uncle's three kids.
Three kids pretending to be an adult.
XBW as well. XBW is something else that we're gonna do.
Oh, I was just going crazy.
Thank
the Lord I didn't kill nobody because I was trying some wild shit.
You did.
Didn't get you no one. Hey, come here.
The recent tape that I transferred over didn't have you in it.
Okay.
Seemed like you were absent from that time period.
Oh, that's probably when I went to Syracuse.
I think so, yeah. Because I'm not going to give the story away what happened during that time, but that was the time period that you mostly wasn't there. But, however,
where were you?
I would like to have you to go back and look at some of the matches that you have done, especially with like Psycho Owl or whatever, and just get your commentary about it and shit like that. That would be cool. Ooh. I also need to get Adrian. I need to get Adrian for the next one. Like, definitely, because that's all Adrian. Adrian, my nephew. Yeah.
I was going to ask where he lived, but, you know, we're doing some shit.
Yeah, where does he live? Let me tell you. Adrian lives... Oh, shit. This guy... Click on that. Click on that right there. Click on that, because that's a clip...
How
do I show it to them?
They don't need to see it. This is just for him to see.
Oh no. Oh yeah.
That's he's about to die. That's our friend Alex.
What are you
doing? Oh! Wow.
That's what you.
No warning,
did.
Nothing. I'm just like, you ready? Fuck it.
Is that a Tupperware container lid?
I think it is.
The storage kind of ones, yes. Yeah. Honey, we used whatever we could there. Yeah. Folding chairs.
Motherfucker threw some washing powder in my face one time.
Really?
It burned. Yeah, it was your boy Adrian.
I think I remember that.
I was like, oh, shit.
Can you do that now?
No.
Not without a couple of weeks in the ER.
For both combatants. The person on the floor and
what
him.
What happened? I had a flashback.
I did a 360 axel off of...
You see the moment he regretted to agree to this.
It was right there.
Man.
I think he closed his eyes. If he didn't, he saw all that coming.
Oh, he closed the eyes because that's why it was called a blackout. No. Because you blacked out. All you see is black.
Mm-hmm.
And then blackout.
And hopefully you get to open the eyes again.
Yes.
After a mild concussion.
And I remember when...
Adrian separated that shit. Scooby had to pop it back in place.
Yeah, that was another one. But having Maggie covering his mouth so my parents wouldn't hear it. Yup. Mm-hmm. Mommy didn't like what we did downstairs. At all.
Pops was... Somehow.
My father supported every bit of it. My mom did not.
It seemed like whenever something broke, Pops was right there with whatever tool was necessary to fix the shit. Like, he just heard it. Need a hammer. Yup. Came down with the hammer.
I remember one time I tried to blame the broken window on just some kids walking by and heard us and broke the window. My father was like, baby. And I'm like, all right, man.
He knew it was me. I came in there with the best body. Probably like, you finna break the shit.
Were the glass shards inside or outside?
No. My story was that they came by and with a brick threw it, so thus the force made it go inside because they threw it from the outside.
A brick down in there.
You know, yeah.
Where's the brick?
Look, man.
See, the brick disintegrated as soon as it hit the motherfucking
Technically, I don't even think that would have worked either because it was the story. Because remember, it was the. The mattress hit the window, so it still hit it from the inside. So pieces were still probably like outside as well. Look, I try to do whatever it takes for not to get shut down. You gotta understand. Like, think of XPW was like WCW, and my father was Ted Turner.
Oh, shit.
You know, like he funded it and owned it, and he could have shut us down any minute. And I was the fucking Vince McMahon,
Eric.
That's Vince.
Oh, okay.
Vince walking. I was the Vince Eric Bischoff of that freaking federation. So, yeah. But mommy didn't like it at all. Mommy hated hearing us downstairs like, when she would talk to dad about it, dad would say, look, they're downstairs. We know they're downstairs. It's not like they're out there doing anything else. Yeah. We know where they're at. They're downstairs. They're fine. It's better them down there than being outside. And that's it. And then she was like, okay. But we had a rule. Don't keep breaking the window because he would have shut us down if we kept breaking the window.
Windows are expensive.
Yeah. But like he said, Poppy, for some reason, he
always
fucking...
knew what tool and how, and it'd take no longer than 15 minutes.
A window come out of nowhere and he got it fixed like that. That whole house was held by him. He got it fixed like that. Where's the brick? Hashtag raise the
brick. Y'all gonna get the feds in there. They gonna think y'all talking about the drugs?
You broke a window because you always had a basketball with you.
Yeah.
You were such a stereotype black kid, dog.
I was?
Yes. You had the basketball with you.
Break down I rapped and what else I do?
No, that's the only thing you missed. You missed rapping and dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you had the basketball on point.
Yeah.
And then you broke my window. You're like,
but I'll tell you that.
How many times did you break the window?
It was definitely more than once.
Yeah. Well, he broke it once. We broke it once in the XPW because of a mattress. He broke the freaking... It was the basement window door.
Once with the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the front window door.
When I threw that shit. Was that when Rodolfo hit you in the lip and you came out with the duck bill?
Shit, he did hit me in the lip, didn't he? Said... With the frisbee, right?
Your ass came out looking like Jimmy Walker, man. I was like, God damn.
So we were tossing frisbee at each other. And my best friend at the time then, which I invited to WrestleMania, so hopefully he'll come by and you can meet him finally. Rodolfo, he...
You ain't met Rodolfo?
No, he never met
it's
Rodolfo.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. You never met Rodolfo. I hardly see Rodolfo. I seen Rodolfo, like, years ago.
How many people I seen
a nigga one time at a...
That week.
I don't know.
What just happened here?
I don't know, because I invited, of course, Freddy. So I invited Scooby, LP, Rodolfo, him, Anthony, and with Anthony, probably be his girl,
because
they both love wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
It's a full fucking house.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know. It's April 2nd.
April 2nd and 3rd.
Well, that, I'll be working 3rd.
That whole weekend is freaking WrestleMania. That whole Friday is wrestling. Matter of fact,
I thought Friday is one of the
Saturday. That whole
something coming out Friday.
Friday is when Morbius. The DeLorean comes out. Morbius. Oh shit! Morbius does come out Friday.
Morbius and a DeLorean.
Morbius and a DeLorean. Well, the lore. Anyways, we're going to get to it. All right, so the Frisbee, right? I forgot this, right? And this is what Only Naz is all about, because it's about Only Naz. So not about you guys, about me. So, so Only Naz, right? So me and Rodolfo are throwing Frisbee at each other. He's there as well. And I totally blocked this out of my memory, too. I think you kicked us both out when you made it. I was pissed off. That was my pissed off, like...
Because I'm telling you, the top lip damn near touched your chin. That motherfucker got so big. Like,
this was like damn. This was like pissed off X time period. Like, I bitched and moaned and cried kind of time period, right? Yeah, it was around that time, yeah.
Second out of month.
Yup, I had anger issues. So... I mean, they're more... What's the term repressed?
Oh Precious shit! Now.
Well, you keep it inside. They're more.
I mean, was it repressed if you were out there being angry?
No, I'm talking about now, not then.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the only time I really show that anger is when I'm at work. I'll be like fucking cursing people out and shit like that. Oh, do I show you anger? Is that what you're trying to say? Do you trying to call for help? Sit the fuck down, buddy. No, he's kidding.
I was really trying to move.
So anyways, he throws a Frisbee. We're throwing at each other. And then he threw it like... I mean, I guess he threw it with speed or something. The thing is, I missed it. I think I tried to grab it. And that shit just went right through my hand. And it went... Boom! Right in my freaking lip. He busted my lip.
So you were mad?
I was mad. Yeah. I was mad. I think I was mad. I don't know. I can't even hardly remember. I remember going back inside pissed off. Glorious! I remember going back inside pissed off. I was...
You came out with some ice on your shit, but it didn't work because you already had your lips about that damn big. No, it was just one. That was that big.
It was the top one. Yeah, the top one. Fuck me up.
Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
And when he blow his beak off and he get a new one, yeah, it's that.
Look, I bless Rodolfo because he stuck with me for so much. I kicked that man out of my house because he beat me in Mortal Kombat.
Get out.
You are a brat.
I was really, really mad. He beat me in Mortal Kombat.
What more do you want from me?
He did the fatality and everything. I got mad, I cried, and I kicked him out. Now, you gotta understand, there's this big age gap between me and him, too, because I was still a little kid, and he was damn near almost a teenager, right? He was, like, almost in eighth grade by that time. Mm. I think so. You know? So...
Okay, that brings a little bit more context, but...
Yeah. No, we weren't... Like 18. No, I was a kid. I wasn't a teenager, no. By teenage years, I was already, like, fine with shit like that. Like, XBW, I couldn't do that if I was, like, fucking crying and bitching all the time. Hell no. XBW, I couldn't do it like that. Hell no. If anybody hit me in the face, I would have been pissed off. Anything didn't go planned.
It makes sense, though, because you were really babied as a baby.
I was babied as a baby, yes.
Yeah.
You're
big now, but God damn, I can only picture you as a child.
Yeah, no, it was...
Even your brother said it.
It was... There was a year...
Was it Alex or was the... I forgot, the brother who got the pompadour.
Gado?
That's his name.
I don't know, the oldest one? You're talking about
in Vegas.
Sean Penn? Yeah, Gado. He looked like Sean Penn.
Oh, is Sean Penn the one from the war?
There was a year gap between me There was a year gap between me crying all the time, being mad until I had enough and started being tougher. Yeah, yeah. And tougher. And that 1 year gap, I guess it was like the winter kind of shit because nobody was hardly outside and shit. We were all inside.
But then getting tough, you was watching Rocky movies.
And the next year, I don't know what it was. I think I was just like, I'm tired of fucking always crying or some shit like that. I think that's what it was. And the next year, there was that one kid on the block, Johnny.
Okay.
No, not Johnny.
Angel.
Not Angel.
Shit, I don't know.
But part of that family with Angel.
Chris?
Bam. That little fucker, right? So there was this kid, Chris. And he liked to be a fucking bully and asshole and shit to everybody. And I remember in the playground, they were leaving the playground. He was jumping the fence. And I got tired of his shit and I pushed him while he was trying to jump over the fence.
Did he see it coming?
No, he didn't see it coming. So then he got, then he was all pissed off. He jumped over the fence and he was going to come at me. Mm. And this was like the first time in my life, I guess, though. I was just like, I was ready.
He's like, what's up, nigga?
I was ready. Because this man, you know what? I don't know if this was before or after, but this kid had a freaking, he gathered some other kids. I don't know who they were. I know it wasn't Isaiah because that kid loved us and he wanted to hang with us even more. Mm-hmm. And they treated him like shit. And they were like all adopted, except for this Jesus one kid.
Christ, you want to put all that information out there?
I don't give a fuck. They're not there. They don't know who I'm talking about.
It'd be crazy. They just showed up in the chat. Hey, man, we don't know who you're talking about.
So he was the cool one. This one was a little fucking asshole. And Scooby would like back me up on this. Like Scooby said, like I beat his ass. Mm. So this kid came at me, and I was like, "That's it. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm ready to duke it out, do whatever and shit like that."
I'll be honest, I'm kind of anticipating to find out what happened. Because you've been building this shit up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's nothing. It'd probably be a letdown or whatever, or maybe it's funny. Either way, there's lore in this of, like, my character development. He coming up
just
to me.
Rise
and act? And I just stood there, and I'm just looking at him real pissed off. Is this stare that I think I still
just
have?
Just remove the beard, but keep that face.
Imagine if I had a beard. So it's a stare that I think I still got because I did this to a coworker. I don't know. I can't.
Yeah, that was menacing.
I can't. I don't know because there's nothing there. But somebody at work got
there's
it.
Nothing here.
Of anger? Of anger?
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
There's nothing there of anger. But I gave it to this one guy at work because I just...
You know, is it the Italian dude?
Or No. That guy, we just... Whatever, that's another
agree,
story.
Disagree?
So, he was... This Chris was coming up to me. He's all talking shit. I'm just standing there looking at him dead ass. Not gonna
dead
move.
Ass.
Looking right at it.
And they didn't let him get to me.
Oh.
Johnny held him back and like... I think it was Johnny and Isaiah and Kevin. I don't know.
Okay.
Someone held me back. Johnny held him back. Mm-hmm. And I just stood there. And he's still like, oh, no. He can't do that. Whatever, I'm going to beat his ass. And I remember Johnny telling him. He was like, no, man. This is not the same kid from last year, you know?
Damn, nigga. That devil power.
Yeah. Like, they knew something. I don't know what I did. But they realized that I wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. That I was ready, and who knows what would have been unleashed.
You would have got that murder.
I probably would have got my ass whooped, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Up, you'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the...
That's so new.
Looking like Martin and shit. But the point is that...
We would have to grab you by your legs and say, yeah, I showed you.
The point is that
I
got a little tougher and created this.
He stops talking. Stop taking the bullshit.
Yeah, and got some respect out of
I
that.
I don't have to worry about that because I've been this height since I was in the fifth grade.
But the thing is that I also had people like
yeah, no bullshit.
Yeah, he was tall. The thing is, people Jesus always people always like had you know defending me and had my back and stuff like that. But it came to a point where it's like I don't want you guys to keep defending me and having my back.
I
like,
want a piece of this action. Yeah. Come on, Nick.
But it was weird because within that year, those guys that were bullies, I was cool with all of a sudden and shit. You know,
that's childhood though. Niggas, you hated me. You're like, oh, what's up, man? You remember that time I almost slit your throat?
Yeah,
but that's
no. I remember once because we lived in front of the playground to the school. Mm-hmm. So I saw I forgot who his name was, but he was cool with Angel. He was the other dude, and I remember he made fun
Macho?
Of me. Macho, there you go. I wasn't sure. That was in my head.
Macho's still alive.
I don't know, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
in the streets, boy, you don't last. That gangster shit, you ain't gonna live too long, dog.
Macho was in the playground. It was just him, and I don't know why. It was like Saturday morning, so I'm watching cartoons, and I see him in the playground. And
he
then
waved.
I decided to go over there. I went over there, and I was chilling with Macho, talking and shit. And we got close, and I was like, he was cool with me, and I was like, you know, this is kind of weird because just last year you spit at me, and I had my parents come at you and shit like that.
Bad man. I definitely would have been in a. Some type of facility. Mad after that.
But He was like, oh, man, you know, that was then. It was all cool and blah, blah, blah.
Did your parents come at you?
I had my parents. Well, I didn't have them because I went home crying, pissed off because he talked shit and then he spit at me. Mm. And then I went home and then my parents were like, no, fuck this shit. And they went to where he lived. And yeah.
Play that shit.
But going back to that Chris, another reason I hated him was because he gathered some kids and they ding-dong ditched my house. Made Poppy run outside.
Oh, damn, I know that part.
Yeah, made Poppy run outside. Freezing cold, snow, barefoot.
I'm about to say, your pops never wore real shoes. So did he have on some shoes? Yeah. Or did he have on some sandals? Because pops never wore real shoes.
He went out there running. My father should not have been running out there. Mm. And that shit, you know? So that was also some other hatred for that fucking kid. It's like, you think it's funny, but you just affected my father.
And that shit got real.
That shit got real. So he was always a piece of shit to me, and I hope.
Oh, no, no.
I hope he's good.
Oh, okay. I hope he burns in hell. Oh, man.
We were kids, you know? I know that shit, but. Mm. Whatever. I know Scooby beat his ass. That's
it's all good. I got my ass whooped in the back of the school before. Well, not that school, but after school, because I slapped the motherfucker in the back of the head. Like, yeah, hi, bitch ass nigga. He was like, yeah, I'm going to get my cousin. Nah, I ain't worried about that shit. After school. Hey, motherfucker! Oh, no.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, it was a motherfucker. But the thing is, I went to school with a whole bunch of my family, so they on the bus trying to get off, but the bus driver closed the door. Like, no, you got to take it on its own. Boy, I got my ass whooped.
Damn. I didn't get out of lick. They Friday you?
They Friday the shit out of me. But he knew karate.
Ooh, damn. Yeah, come on. That's not kicks. Even fair, man. Was, come on. That was not
it
even
was number
fair.
Kicks and roundhouses. I'm like, oh. I can't lie. I got the dog shit bit out of me.
Did he have the form,
my
too?
My nigga, he had a uniform on.
Did he just come out of class?
Yeah, nigga was after school. Hey, motherfucker. Oh, shit. What's up, nigga?
No, but I mean like him, that he just come out of like karate class.
I don't know. I know he was in karate class and he had ranked up. So I don't know what belt he was, but that motherfucker definitely wasn't a beginner. The first kick he gave me was the Jean-Claude Van fucking Damme joint. So I'm like, ah, yeah. Whoa.
That should have been it. You should have just laid on the floor after the first hit.
No. That shit hurts.
No, but I said you should have just laid on the... You should have took it
I
and
had
just...
to try to get a punch in. Damn. Man. He kicked the shit out. And it wasn't... He didn't put no... He didn't try to run into it. He just stood there. What? Oh. That shit stung so hard. Then he roundhoused me. Leg sweep. I got up. Leg sweep. Got up. Leg sweep. It was like some...
More combat? Shit.
Yeah. Last time I got up, he leg swept me. Or he kicked me in the stomach to keep his distance. He beat the shit out of me.
Damn.
I got on the...
No, I guess...
You like, it's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right.
And then after that?
Nothing.
What?
That was the only fight I had.
And there's no lesson learned after that?
Not to fuck with that nigga. Definitely not fucking with that nigga.
Spend dog, damn it. Said, I hope he's good so I can fuck him up. That's me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Man, shit, I don't know. At the school I went to, I just hope he was still alive, to be honest with you. Because I know niggas who were in jail for murder, tattoos all on their face, all types of shit and got weird.
Pretty much how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much how it is, guys. All right, so,
tell us how y'all got y'all ass whipped. No,
no, let's not talk about that. That's my story of how I got toughened up, I guess.
You tough enough.
I think I was also tired of people, like, I know people were tired of me getting, like, I got to give.
Again, like, oh, here we go with this shit. Hey, what's up, Carl?
I got to give it up to
please
him.
Don't
and,
hit him.
Him and Scooby for, like. I got to give it up to him and Scooby for dealing with me, man, because that was the time period when I was, like, I don't know why they were still my friends. Y'all did stick up for me. Like, Glenn. Yeah. Glenn stood up for me, too, at one point. It was...
Glenn was a good nigga.
Glenn's good now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he good?
I know you said you seen him in that shit.
Yeah, that was, like, ages ago, though, but...
I think he good.
He good? Thank God, so. Man. That kid was the shit. I mean, that was my boy in grammar school, man.
Glenn was smart as shit.
Glenn was smart as hell. Yeah, that's why I was surprised.
Was he good at math?
Yeah.
That's how you know they sell drugs. I'm telling you, everybody I knew in grammar school who was good, yeah, all you need is a half, two half, and a whole, what? Well, hold on. But if you get 3/4, but you got to make sure you split the difference. What you talking about? I'm like, okay, let's say you got a quarter key. Oh, no, that's too much now.
I'm glad Glenn is good, man. Because when I found out he was doing something, I was like, nah, Glenn, man. Glenn was a...
It be the motherfuckers who you don't think be done.
Glenn was a good-ass kid.
Jam Master Jay was selling drugs. Oh, that's how he got killed.
Really? From...
From Run DMC, yeah.
So that's why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how he found 50.
Oh, shit. Well, then.
Surprise! I don't know what the fuck the surprise was. I got
pissed. Hold on. We're gonna go ahead and end. I need the ending of. No. Go to the selection that says like lo-fi vibes. There you go. Give me one of those tracks for my send. This is. That's been this episode of Only Naz featuring Randy, and the lovely Rocio, who did a great job on the ones and twos over here. There's nothing because you went to something else. Just leave it right there. Oh, damn. Well, yeah! There you go. We'll go back to the lo-fi. Which one was it? Far Away? All right, cool. No, wait. Go to the bottom. Try the one that says credits. Just curious what that's like.
It's not like credits at all. It's
Apple. Yeah, let's go back to the other one that you just picked. Plus the other one was lower. Yeah, that's fine. Was Friday Rocio for life until she watches Friday, the movie Friday? Remember?
She seen Friday?
She had never seen Friday. It's okay, man. I still love her. She's amazing.
That'd be fucked up.
Imagine that was Deer Bigger.
The Deer Bigger.
Oh no! Cut was just gonna say my real name.
Uh-oh.
Deal Breaker.
It's not even on you.
I know. I'm trying to get it perfectly on you guys too.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. All right. Thank you for watching this episode of Only Naz. We are going to cut off right now. And within 10 minutes is going to be the MWE stream, which is basically this, but not a podcast.
Hopefully you put some lights on. I like it. That sounded weird.
No, we're going to need some lights. You.
I'm done. I'm taking both my eyes. You want to know me? Hey, what's that mannequin doing back there?
Oh, shit. Oh, we bring it in closer. Oh, yeah, that's even better. Closer? Oh, but that's as close as it gets. Nah, damn it. You see, right there is good. You know what? We might as well put that light there.
That's what I said. Oh, my goodness.
You didn't really tell me anything.
I did.
Oh, shit. I don't know. This has been Only Naz. Thank you, everybody. And we'll catch you in 10 minutes. Don't go nowhere. This is going to be multi-streamed. Here and on the MWE YouTube. She'll figure it out in a second. All right, everybody, thank you very much. Catch you next time. Peace out. Que Dios te bendiga and all that bullshit.
Hey, can't be
just steal my.